So Thursday is my ancestors, it's a scheduled yeshiva. There's a shir, Kali at 12, you said?
Is there a Kali giving a shir?
What is that for? Oh, no, I
It's a Sisiva Sivita.
Oh, because they would make for the Rosh Tentatively, here's the plan, kind of, because the Rosh Hashanah meeting this afternoon, so I'll know better, assuming they give out the schedules. Tentatively, though, we'll have shir on Thursday, of course, it's Tiny Sester, at 3 or 11. Okay? So, kind of check the JSS, this measure to 11. So we'll come at 11, on our shir, on Thursday. That's number one. Number two, I'll confirm it tomorrow, but I'll know more of what they're supposed to do on Thursday. Unless they want to give earlier shear, I'm not sure. I won't interfere with the pick up earlier. We'll have to find another place. We'll find out what Khan is doing. Tentatively, on Thursday here at 11 o'clock. Secondly, I just want to mention again that I want to invite everyone from the shear to the Teaneck area on Purim on next Sunday. We have an open house in my house from approximately 2:30 to 4, approximately after Mincha. Mincha, my shul is a quarter to 2. I'm sure many shul has pretty much the earliest Mincha next Sunday after they change the clocks. So sometime at that hour, if you'd like to stop by, please, love to have you, your wife, children, brothers, sisters, and anyone with you, as welcome to stop in on a Purim day and welcome your attendance. Okay. I'm davening Mincha at 1:45. My shul davening for 1:30. Theoretically, davening later. A lot of people like to daven Mincha earlier on the Purim in case you get tied up with Suda related matters. So we'll leave it at that. I assume most people have this Suda around 4:35. Again, it's a little later this year on account of the later day. Somebody said we got the break this year. It's a shorter fast but a longer feast. I'll change the middle, but whatever. Okay. I want to continue today and finish the Dina of Beria. Okay. So the sources that I gave out, the Aleph and Beis we did already. So Arav Gimel begins again with that same Mishnah in Chulin, which we've seen so many times before, Tzadi Vav Amud Beis. The mission again discusses Gid Anoshim, Parakid Anoshim, obviously. And the mission says, Yerav Shinizbashel for Gid Anoshim, Gid Anoshim, Jacob knows the time, or he's a Surah, Kates of Mishan or so, Kibos of the left, it's fine, right? You figure out if this was the same as that direction, but turn it, but you calculate the Messina's time, etc. And then it says, Gid HaNosher, Shemashal, Imagidim, and Gid HaNosher got cooked with various other Gidim. Bisman Shemakiro, if you recognize it, you can take it out, right? If you recognize it, the rest of the Gidim are Gidim Shaheter, Rashi explains. Bisman Shemakiro, so Mashlifa Lechutz, you remove that, then kind of look like Tosa. Then you only have the problem of flavor. That's all that's left. You take the actual physical Gid out, and then you figure out if it knows some Tom. Is it knows some Tom or not? Blah, then it's, if it's knows some Tom, so then, a lot of kula asur. Otherwise, you can't recognize. You can't tell which one it is. Then they're all asur. The common farsh was the time when you know she ain't enough of kinnushu. The sheesh will find you a lot of kula asur. We call that the yeshua mazel because each one you can say this is the gid that's asur. Okay, so then we've seen that many times, and what Rashi is the idea or an important idea relates to the take a look specifically. Rashi says, "Vashar mukaros." Okay, the rest are going to be mutter. That's the key point for us. That one's gid will be also. The rest are going to be mutter, assuming you can remove that one. Okay. Now, based upon this, or presumably based upon this, the Shulchan Aruch rules here in our Siman Kuf Siman Beis, very simply. This isn't complicated. The Shulchan Aruch rules. Dovar shul beria. And we discussed already that Gid HaNosher is an example of a burial. So Mishnah is talking about Gid HaNosher, but the Shulchan Aruch rules based on this Mishnah. Indeed, the Baragola in the Oshei, commentary on this line of the Shulchan Aruch says, he's deriving this from the Mishnah in Kula Nadav Tzadik Ovid Beis. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Dover Shul Beri Shemizbashel Ima Heter, any berry which is cooked with Heter. So Im Eino Makiro, if you can't tell what's what, then Ako Osir. Okay, Ako Osir. I wrote them in those in time. Im Makiro, Zorko, Vachem, I wrote the Tzorkshim of Samach Konekdo. Okay, for the rest, you need Shishim against it. Okay, now that we didn't exactly see in the Mishnah. And the Shulchan Aruch there goes on to say, Chutz Migira Noshe, in this regard, Gira Noshe is an exception. She'ain Tamo Oser, because the flavor of the Gira Noshe does not answer the rest. Why? The Ain Begidim Benosin Tam. The Ain Begidim Benosin Tam. Gidim is the sinew, doesn't give off any flavor. It's not meat, it's not flavor. There is no Tam to concern ourselves with. That's what the Shulchan Aruch said. Ain Begidim Benosin Tam. So again, any berry which is cooked, so you know, then if you last of the whole thing, okay. But the rest, it depends when you take it out. And the rest you need shishim against, okay. The shach is caught in zayin. Comments are also but also time. He says, "Al yidei." Okay. Are they seen it? No. Okay. Fine. We'll see if they'll have it later. Meanwhile, how did tzarach seem to be constrained? But we'll get to that later. How did tzarach samech eged pleitas haberia hanu davka ba'of tameh ve'ina? He says that which you require shishin against the flavor that came out of whatever the berry was. Again, we say the gid anosha doesn't give off any flavor. Some of the other items mentioned back in Sif Allah give off flavor, but the shach says it's only true of something like of tameh chicken. Or something along those lines, because of a lo b'nemola, but not by ants. Who kiyot zemei dvarim amuuse l'das machaber. Our rabbi comments also from Chazal b'kuzayin. I'm not sure Chazal b'sofsim b'kuzayin. Shach points out that this requirement of shishim is against the flavor or on account of the flavor that's being emitted by the davar aser. That's only true by something like chicken off tongue, which is no sin tam l'shrach. Right? Presumably, the chicken adds a pleasant flavor to the entire tarobas, okay, like of tamek. But something to dovar nimas, like in the mala, okay, whatever, the tavshu remains mutter right away without shishim. Why? Because whatever tam comes out is tam l'shrach. That's what the shach is pointing out. The chaber doesn't make any distinction. The chaber just says that's the din. You know, you have to have shishim against the against the flavor of the rotate, but except for gidanasha, which gives no flavor. Shach further limits it, said, or based on the din of those in town of Yam, so an item which a barrier, which is people find disgusting, it's an answer eating. Of tongue is one thing, okay, chicken, you have a chicken dish, so the chicken, the flavor of the chicken that's great is also good. So it contributes to the documentation, but not in this particular case. It refers to what he says later on in Simon Kuf Zayin, later in the Torah. So take a look over there. The Shulchan Aruch indeed writes in some Kuf Zayin Sif Beis, Zvuv, a fly, who's Chiyotze Bo Midvar Hamu'usim, other types of similarly things that people are disgusted by, Shetavshim Bo Kotzavahem, Shenimtza B'Tavshil, right, we'll see this later in our Simon, waiter is a fly in my soup, right, so we'll see the guy is flying in his Tavshil, Zorkon B'Tavshil Mutter, you have to remove that, but the Tavshil is Mutter, why? Because if you can recognize it, you can take it out and throw it out, we don't have to worry about the flavor. Says the Mechaber, why? She'ein pleitas dvar me'el ha'pagumim oseres. These unpleasant flavors don't aser. Okay? The Ramor writes, v'chein ha'min ha'kvashet, af agad yish machmir, divam ha'kil ikir, and you know, that's the thing. Okay? It's if cotton, the shach, by us, refers to this sim, he also refers to what he himself says over there, in Sif Cotton Zion, over there, and Sif Cotton Zion over there, the shach writes, that since towards the end, miu the makom hefsid end of sifkot zayin in simkuf zayin miu the makom hefsid meruvo shasim chak ba'agav nira das ramar parav tshuva lahatir b'chein perchabach miu b'chal b'shichol l'chuav also comes from the source of simkuf dala. He says the fact of the matter is there are some people who are machmir. Okay, there are some people who are machmir. Quotes a number of Rishon before that. He quotes a number of Rishon Rachronim, this is Beheter, others, Rupato, and so on, or Aser, to require Shishim against the Tam, even by Dvar Mahusim. So the Shach says, Yesh Lahachmer, if not, Vivokom Hefsim. So by us, he sends us over there and he says, Dvar Mahusim, there's room to be made, but he says over there he qualifies and says only if it is sometime in the Shas HaKam. Okay, well, Makom Hefsek. Sometime in Makom Hefsek. Alright, getting back to the Sugya Chulin, we said, Ein Megidin Benosen Tam. That's how we assume the halacha, and that is the Gemara in Chulin, Tzadi Tes HaMabeis. The Gemara specifies, the Gemara says it clearly, Tzadi Tes HaMabeis. Asnis in the Loki High Tam. So the Gemara says that in this Mishnah, all right, so we're really not, can't find the line of loop. What I really need is the end of the Gemara, the last two lines of the Gemara. Tzadi Tes HaMabeis, the last two lines of the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Hilchasa ain begidin benosin tam. Hilchasa ain begidin benosin tam. In some discussion, the Gemara concludes, Hilchasa ain begidin benosin tam. You take a look at the Rashi over there, the Hilchasa. Rashi, you're a master of the Hilchasa. Ain begidin benosin tam. Uvein nisbasha, uvein nimla, uvein nitzla, mashlicha umutra. Whether it was cooked with other things, whether it was salted with other things, whether it was roasted with other things, it doesn't matter. The gid doesn't give off any flavor. If you can recognize the gid, take it out, and the rest is mutter right away, or in shishim, or anything like that. That's the Gemara concludes. And the Rashi then says, however, the dafka bov, that's the gid itself. Avol shimno, or shmono, yesh bo benosin tam. The shuman gid. The gid sometimes has fat on it. So the fat that's on the gid, that is awesome. That does have flavor. The Shuman gives. That's an important qualification of Rashi. He says that even though the Hilchasa ain begidin benosin tam, still the Shuman gives is benosin tam. Vimlow natal shimno osir. If you didn't take that off, then that's going to answer the rest of the flavor. Okay, so the Shuman gives does answer. That's what Rashi here says. Now that's not universally agreed upon. If you look back, there's a Tosus on the Tzadi Zayin. Tosus the Tzadi Zayin of an Aleph. Earlier, it's Divar Maskul Shani. So, there, Tosus says, but nearer, it's kind of the middle of the Tosus. Benira Benitam, the Shimno Shalagid Enam Efapea. Okay, that's one thing. But more important was the Harav Reish Mem. It's not clear who that is. The Bach on the side of the page. It means re-barish, remember, the revam. We've had it before. What about that Tosu? It's a mayor, the revam. So it's probably a, the Bach says to fill in the correct mistake. Barak revam. Befarish kevon the shuman hagid lo mitzah with arbanon de gozer bo otto hagid kishe ein hagid oser gam bo lo hechmiru. The revam disagrees. The revam says that the whole shuman hagid's not really us. It's not gid anosh, it's not the gid. It's the shuman hagid. Since the only reason we ask the Shulah Gid to begin with, Shuman is Mutter, it's not Chelet, right? The only reason we ask the Shulah Gid to begin with is why? It's because of the Gid. So therefore, whatever the Din is going to be the Gid, the Din is going to be the Shulah Gid also. The Shulah Gid, which is Asuk Midrabanan, based on or parallel to the Gid, and it's not going to be more Chomer than the Gid. Makes a lot of sense. That's the Shita of Imam. And therefore, if the Gid is not Menosin Tam, okay, ain't beginning with no sintam, we don't have to worry about any flavor emitted by the gid because it doesn't emit any flavor. So good, the shuman may emit some flavor. I don't think he's arguing the mitzvahs, but it doesn't get halacha, it doesn't matter. So therefore he says that even the shuman gid, you also don't just have to remove, you don't have to have any measuring against that either. That's the rival. Ulafirusha, then the Tosfos specifies. But my the kaimel and the kamad of tzadi tes habeis, our gemara, the ain't beginning with no sintam. The same thing is going to be true here. Just like the gid that doesn't ask us, so neither does this. Okay? So, in any event, that's the shita of one of the balei atosos of Rivam, that in fact, when it comes to shuman agid, it's not like Rashi said. However, most Rishonim agree with Rashi against this Rivam. So, for example, we take a look at the Rif by us, the Rif and Kul, again, in my imagination, it's Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph. Lamed Aleph and Aleph, the Rif, says Yesh Yerach Shizbasha Gira Nosha and so on. So on that Mishnah, the Rif says that even though we don't have, of course, the bottom of the page, you have it Lamed Aleph and Aleph on the page of the Rif. He says, we'll do quickly the moment we saw already. He says, what the lines get wide. He says, the Hilchasa ain't beginning to the top. The less the Masif, the Tanam, Mishar, and Osu, Kibos, whatever. So, how do you get Atzmo? Avos Sham Nuniso, Mishar, and Lobisamach. Riff says specifically, the Shomon Agid, you have to have Shishim against it, okay? And Kedir Rabban, he relates it to the statement of Rabban, we already seen a few times. Also, the Omar Rabban, Hasso Rabban, the time of Omar Rabban, the Fail of Omar Rabban. Sometimes Rabban say we measure with merit, sometimes we measure with it by having someone taste it, sometimes we measure with Shishim, sometimes we measure with the Tom. So at Mimish Enaminu that Tera Betagmon, you don't care should be Shabbat Shumah. Okay, that's it. Just some taste. Because Mishma Chulin, Mimish Enaminu the Sura, Gombas Chol, you have Eik a Kfeila, the Tom like a Kfeila, you have a Kfeila to taste it, the Kfeila. Mimish Enaminu the Lachol make a Tom, you go Sham Nunes the Gida Nasha. Okay, Ina Mish Enaminu if you can't taste it like the you can't establish the Tom, so then Hechad the Lech a Kfeila or Hechad the Lech a Kfeila by Mish Enaminu. Because that's Mimino, right? The Bir and the Shuma. So then the Besamach. Okay, so that's how the Rif also, again, that's just the example gives, but the Rif says it doesn't apply to the Shuman again. The Ram, also over there, and analyzing the Rif says Yesh, the Shuman, the Nosin Tam, and the Ram. Her Tezvav, Milchus Masuris, Achalas Asuris, Aloch Chav Zayin, towards the right, Ketzar. Towards the end, the Rama writes, the Ain Shuman Hagib, the Ain of Afuk, the Shuman Gid Anashim, the Red, but we are no. Hall, the Gid Anashim, the Rav, the Atzma, the Chamir, the Sri Torah, the Gid Atzma, the Sharm, the Ain Osir, the Gid Anashim, the Tabi. Rama also excludes, the Shuman Hagib from the idea of Ain of Anashim, the Tabi. And indeed, that's what we have, so just correct it, it should be Her Tezvav, the Lof, the Yutan. Okay, I love the Yutan, sorry. So the Shulchan Aruch by us, based on all this, again, it's a machlokas Rishon. We really saw only the Rivam. The Rosh quotes about the Bach, I think, got his idea that it also meant the Rivam, because when the Rosh by us quotes, he quotes the name of Rivam. So unless there was another Shita in the Bach, whatever, even if there's another Shita, the Meiser, it's a minority view, and therefore the Rambam, therefore the Shulchan Aruch passed it by us here in Siman Kuf, in the middle of the Sif Beis, he writes. The Shemin, Avoshamno also, it's Tar Shishim Kinegro Lahaterote. And therefore, as a result of that, the Ficha, Yerech, Nisbashel, Imgido, let's say you cook the whole thigh, or the whole leg of the animal, the whole thigh of the animal, the whole side of the animal, with the gid, Imakiro Zorko, Bechola Shamuter, Imyeshbo Sama Kineged Shamno. In other words, you cook the whole Yerech, so then you have to, it's only Mutter if you have against the flavor of the Shumana gid, you have to have Shishim. If Eino Makiro, then Kolachatichos Osoris, then everything is awesome. Okay? If Yesh Bigdera Samach, can I get a Shuman? There's other things in it. You have Shishim. If the Shuman Mutar wrote to Lav Osir, fine. So that's the ruling of the Shulchan Aruch over here. The Shach in Sikkot Ches raises an interesting question. Okay? He notices that the Ramah offers no comment here. Okay? The Shach in Sikkot Ches offer what comment should the Ramah offer? Okay, this is all well and good according to the Chavir. But the Shach says, why did the Ramo here point out, if you say, so here the Yerech is dovok, you know, is attached to everything, so you should have to have, not like the Ramo, not like the Shulchan Aruch, as long as you have Shishim against the Shulchan Aruch. You have to have Shishim against the whole piece. It's one big happy piece of meat, so therefore it should be Shisha Chatikha Nas Nevel. Right? That's the Shalom, that's the Shach's Kasha. Okay? It's double, therefore Chatikha Nas Nevel. So it's the Shach Kasha. Deich Sosa Marav, Kedibra Atur Beis Yosef, Bechein Bitar Skakis, Kamal, Hetik Pistam Osh Atur, Bechein Bitar Zov. The Bush is there, Eru Ela Das Atur, Yisrael Eidu Amin Echanan Bishar Yisurin. Bechein Amin Bishu Dabot, fine. Nas Nevel. we had earlier. Avalidan, the Kamal Lael, so I made, I knew a Kamadupi, not the Shari Sun, this is a double Turk Shish and Negro Kafatiba, which is a double four. In Aim Bakatiha Atsma Shish of Batal Isim came, Hokanali, Yerach Shish Bashim Gido, Ela Sharmutur. Came in the end, Yerach Atsma Shish and Negro Shamno, Ajayba Shar Sam can Negro Kal Yerach, unless you have in the dish, the pot, you know, Shishim against the whole Yerach. Adarabah, post the Hotzi of Din Zed, these are double mighty time. Yerach Shish Bashim, we'll get an Osh, that's one of the classic examples, these are double. One is attached to the other. So the Shach raises this as a question as to why the Ramah, leaves it out. Okay, he suggests as a possibility, Tzarech Lomar, it's a funny answer, but the way it makes sense, we have to say, all right, the Ramah doesn't have to pipe up with that comment every single time. We know already. Yes, we hold Chaticha Nas Nevela B'Shari Sur. That doesn't mean that every time a Chavar says anything, you have to say, by the way, we hold the other way. No, he's relying on what he said. I don't think it's the greatest answer because you're trying to be, let's say somebody didn't know that he's only learned this halacha. You've been misled, right? So, but that's what he says. Tzarech Lomar, the Somach Atzmo El, he relied on the fact that, guess what? I've already said a few times that there's Chaticha Nas Nevela B'Shari Sur. So guess what it applies here to? Right? In other words, yeah.
I think that answer
is
especially on the
symbol.
He says this is all because we don't hold
it. He mentioned it. Yeah, he does mention it. Right. Right. That's true. That makes it even weaker. Yes. Okay. Anyway, that's one answer to give. Yeah.
Just to
figure out,
are we saying that the Shulchan
of the Gid itself? Yeah, because that's no flavor. There's no zero flavor.
Even if you say,
yeah. Right.
If
it doesn't have a time at all. Let's think about that question, actually, because it seems to equate it. It seems to say that it's in the middle. I don't know. It doesn't make sense. Unless it's sometimes no flavor, that one makes it all together. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I was thinking about that. I don't know. Okay, but anyway, but the Shach's Teretz here is you rely on it. In case you don't like that Teretz, but someone didn't, so he gives you a second Teretz, which is not, again, we should say so, but he says, or okay, it was sort of separate. It wasn't attached. And we're talking here about a case where Taka wasn't attached, so it's not an isadovik. So it's not not one wasn't one katika. It was separated. Okay, that's basically saying that the Ramah, there could be a case where it wouldn't be. So that's why the Ramah doesn't say it over here. All right, those are the answers that the Shach gives. The Ben Hashanah is in a place here in Sikkot Hey, Source 37, gives a different teretz. Okay, it's Source 37. He says, "Mashakosam Hashach that Yisudovim lo yadati came in the cold time Yisudovim from Yebisov Tavshel Mashenim." How do you figure it out each time in someone anyway? He says, "Ubi Isud Rabbanan Eichnachu." Okay, it's a shake of the Rabbanan. Look, cool. The whole thing is Din Rabbanan anyway. Okay, so we're dealing with Din Rabbanan. So Lamai said there's room to be Mekel, and besides the fact that, as we saw, it's interesting his language. Mm-hmm. He says, "Ubeprat, b'shuman hagid, the das harbe, the lo achmir klal." We didn't see too many harbe. We saw the rivam, okay, and I mentioned the rush. Not exactly harbe. Most of the rishonim hold the other way, but okay, maybe the place was aware of more. He says, since there are, let's put it this way, there are rishonim who hold the shuman hagid anyway, is this be no different than a gid, like the rivam, and we saw in that tosis, and like the rush quotes, okay. And also din le din de rabbanan, so then that's why the Shach does not extend the din of chaticha nas nevela to here. The Taz, I just want to point out, the Taz that I printed the last source 38 goes back. I think it will somehow come back to Chal, but that Taz, remember that same Taz we discussed already a few times. Is that true? It could be that Taka we don't say chaticha nas nevela by the rabbanan. Remember the Taz was mechadish in Siman Sadis in Cotton Dalit that it seems from Achokas the Rav and the Rashbo. Remember, I thought that we had it came up last week also. Okay, I'll read you the language of the Taz in Siman Sadis and Cotton Dalit. Etc. And he holds that the Rashba disagrees. So the Taz, so it could be that the place here is weighing in with those who say that Taka by Din Rabbanan, there's no Chaticha Nas Nevela, and that's why the Ramah didn't say anything here. He's saying that answer works. That answer, the place he works, at least according to one side of the Taz. But on the other side of the Taz, you have to fall back, I guess, on the answer that's given by the Shach.
Yeah.
one of the answers shot. Either it's Lav Dafki, just didn't mention, make the comment here, or the Metzidus were different, so it wasn't Chatim and Asnare. Okay. Arav Dalad is the next case, Gid Sheni Moach. Okay, what happens if the Gid melted, or liquefied? Okay. The very end of Sif Beis over here. It's interesting, we have here the Taurus Abayis, look at 39 and 40. Rashbor, the Taurus Abayis HaKotzer, says a little differently than he says the Taurus Abayis Arav, if you notice. In 39, Taurus Abayis HaKotzer, Bayis Dal Shar Alataf Yud Gimel or Beis, says, Gina Nosh, when I say the Daf in the Rashbor, it's a standard edition, the Moshe Herschel edition. Okay, I know Moshe Arkuk printed the Taurus Abayis as a different imagination. Which one is that?
That's the standard one. Right?
Yeah, this we did the printing, it's great. Yeah. That's a Herschel, right? It says in the beginning, no? Moshe Herschel was a big Chacham. It's based on his arrangements. He went and he looked at a lot of manuscripts. A lot of the Rishonim put out by Moshe Herschel. Anyway, my edition says of Herschel's name at the beginning. This one's probably been reprinted. Anyway. So that's the standard document in the Torah Zabai. So the Yud Gimel Beis says as follows in the Torah Zabai, Sakotzer, Gira Noshe, Nisvashe Imagidin, Nisvashe Megira Zorkov, Ozla Shal, Tishainu Osa Dorov, Tishainu Osa, Shain Begidin Osa Tom, fine, it's Eitzu, it's really wood, what is it? It's not even food. Elashar Torah Asarga. But, Vamedra, more like we said, Begumu Shogid, Ava Shomno, Knopno Zimbal, piece of meat that are attached to it, then it's Asurim Taros, Ad Shishim Kishara Asurim. And he says, Ad Shishim. The Taurus Abayis here says that even the gid can never be, you can never be makel to allow it unless there's shishim. Unless there's shishim. That's what he holds. The din is shishim. There's no mesinas now, but you have to have shishim against it. And therefore, if the entire gid melted in, that's what, you know, into this whole mixture over here, you would need shishim against the gid. Alright? Again, says the Taurus Abayis at the end, then it's buried, then it's been buried. Fine. That's in the Taurus Abayis HaKotcha. Yeah, so you need shishim against the gid. In the Taurus Abayis HaAruch, on the Yud Chesem Beis, he says, well, that's not a steer, that's consistent. But then he says, very logically, the Efsher should bottle the rove. One could make a strong case that the Gid should bottle the rove. Why? The cave of the La'olam ain't on no St. Tom. Okay, because it's never going to, what do you need Shishim for? Shishim is always good in Tom. Ain't beginning on St. Tom. It's never going to give off Tom. So why can't you rely on the regular Din Dorais of Chad Betray Bottle? Says the Rashbo here, Rafilo Mishaino Mino, Lo Asru La'olam Koshu Maru Barov Heter. Okay, so here the Rashbo makes a valid case to say that you shouldn't need shishim. Yes, the gid is also and everything else, but you shouldn't require shishim. Should be sufficient to have rov, because it never is going to come to Mesinas Tom. There is no Tom for it to be no sin. Right? It's a gid, it's an eitz. It's an eitz. It's a piece of a stick, like a stick, which is a Torah aser. Good, you can't eat it. But if it's in it, should be no, if it's no flavor, if it's mixed in a thing, it should be sufficient to have rov. So that's different than we wrote Taras Abayis HaKotzer, where he said shishim. L'maisa, the Mechaber Paskins here at the end of Sif Beis, it's in the Kuvim, Nimoach Yiv, Eronikar Tzor, Gamkein, Shishim connector. Okay, the Mechaber, in fact, requires Shishim. Okay? And the Shach, in Sukkot, that's right. The Afal Pi, Shein Botam, a Torah Sarto. Okay, you're right. I mean, he was aware of this Rashbo. He says, you're right, and a Chanami, despite the fact that it didn't give off any flavor, still, it doesn't give off any flavor, still, the Torah Asr did, and therefore it's treated like other Isurim, the Din of Shishim, even though the reason of Tom would not apply. Okay, it's interesting with Taz, it's a cotton hay. Says, at first he says, the Afogar of the Eitz Ba'almahu, a Torah Sarto, Maskaz of the Torah Sabai Sa'orov, the then he quotes the other, the second Rosh Bo, the Torah Sabai, I quote the second one, I didn't order the pages, the Torah Sabai Sa'ara, the Efshah Shabbat the Barov came showing in the Sultan. Okay, he quotes the whole Rosh Bo, and he says, V'afo pisha tur v'shocha lo hetikus there. And the Shohar didn't bring that at all. I mean, the Shohar just said, stop. Tzarek, Gamkein, Shishim, Connecto. It didn't bring it, there was another way to look at it. But says the Taz, Afo Gav, Afo Pisha, Tur, Shavon, Lo, Tikuzem, Komokom, Nira, Lismok, Lohoko, the Suffolk. Okay, is that? Kigom, in Mishpah, and it would be Hoyasham, Shishim, Rak, Shohay, Ro. Let's say this ghee melted into the soup or whatever it is, and then that's, stuff spilled out. You don't know what was in there and how much spilled out and all that whole kind of Suffolk. He says, in such a case, perhaps we can be making. He thinks we should be making because. As long as you know there was rope, as long as you know there wasn't rope, the heat was not, at least, not rope. You don't have a shisha, and stuff spilled out. But he says you can be makel based on this other view presented by the Rosh Bo. That's what the Taz writes in Cotton Hay. The Prima Garden, the Mishnah Dozov, the Cotton Hay, is willing to accept this, okay, but he says only, he limits it to a Shas and Chak. Limits it to a Shas and Chak situation. The Chodesh also, it's a Cotton Yud Beis. The Chodesh, again, wonders why you need Shishim. The Svara is very good the other way. It's not Nosin Tam. We'll never get this Nosin Tam. He quotes it 2 days of Rosh Bo. And he also says, Yesh Lohokel, Mishas Achak. The suggestion is made is that, well, no, maybe this is only, you know, the Rosh Bo. The Rosh Bo says you need Shishim. The Rosh Bo in the Taras Vayis Hakotz, the first source that I quoted, says you need Shishim. You know, the suggestion is that that's only the Rosh Bo with Shitaso regarding Tefillah, we discussed back when. Okay, that when you have a Tarovas, he doesn't. We only trust the Tefillah after the stuff when it was not a Tarovas, after the Issa was cooked. And removed. And the Tarovas were afraid that Fela may miss the flavor, so therefore we always need Shishim, so you may hold any Tarovas need Shishim. That wouldn't apply here. Anyway, he's relying, the Pugadah and the Kaddish are both willing to rely on the Shas Hadcha. The Chavas Das here in Biurim Sikot Zion has a different explanation. And this goes back to something he said before. Is it true that the Gid has no taste whatsoever? Maybe it does have a taste, but as we called in the past, what? I'm Kolosh, right now. I don't know, because I think it was hard to say that since the Chazal Yulus, we already saw eights, and eights has no flavor. I don't know, maybe eights has no flavor. I don't think so. Stick has no flavor. But the Chavos Da'as says there's a Tam Kolosh, all right? So, Eina Chanami, when you cook this gid with other things, the flavor, whatever, is a minimal flavor. It's not strong enough to come out and impact anything else. That it isn't. But it is a Tam Kolosh. And therefore, if you eat the item itself in a Tarovas, so then, you're eating the Isser itself. So then you would need Shishim. And that's explaining why the other way. The Chavos Da'as explaining why the Shulchan Aruch assumes, like the other Rosh Bo, the second Rosh Bo, the Rosh Bo, the Torah Sabai Sa'arav, they require Shishim. Why? Because, again, not like we said before that the Rosh Bo is a Shitaso, but according to everybody, he will say that you don't need, it's not that it has no flavor, it has perhaps a Tom Kolosh. Okay, now that's interesting too, because of a different Shaila Halacha Lamaisa, which comes in the Shuvah of Moshe Feinstein. Okay, there is a statement from the Shah later on. Moshe Feinstein had printed part of the Shuvah 48. Igros Moshe Yerdei Chelek Beis Simon Chof Dalet. Bidvar HaShalak. Now Shalak here, that means not Shalak when you paint something, but Shalak is used, S-H-E-L-L-A-C. Okay, there is an insect, it's not an insect, called the... Lack insect, L-A-C, it's an insect which excretes something, which it leaves its deposits in trees in certain parts of the world, whatever it is, okay? And when you scrape that, process it, and do what you have to do to it, it gives off a very shiny glaze. And this is very commonly used in the candy industry, okay? The candy has a shine to it. Okay, and it also does, it prevents the chocolate from melting. When I was a kid, M&M's used to have a commercial, it was a big deal. Melts in your mouth and not in your hand. Probably before your time. That was used to be the big commercial for M&M candies. It melts in your mouth and not in your hand. You can hold your hand and it won't melt. I guess eventually it will melt, but it won't melt right away. And that's I'm not sure that, you know, at that time they played everything. They didn't have the OU on it that day. You know, like, now has the OU, no? Okay, in other days, can't have any Ashkelon. But anyway, so that was an issue. So Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked, take a look at 48. Because Moshe Yodechel Grayson of Chabdal, Dvar HaShalak, Shudom HaYotzim in Min Toloy, sometimes insect. Ma Dino Be'en, with Harobis, okay, someone wants to know, Hine B'Dvar HaShalak, Shabom Mitalom HaYotzim Yisraf Ilon. These insects are tree-dwelling insects that suck out, I guess, from the, you know, the sap of the tree, okay, and eventually it's excreted, and then it becomes hardened through the air. Renote the nose, again, doesn't make candy that appetizing. It's a note the nose, some Elon Shenichal and often, to a refinery, there you got a nice word, refinery. Naset Salul, a very clear Kemayan, or Mizach Noso, Shalon Yishar Shom Shun Guf, if it's no remnant is left, and no chaticha, nothing, and Emo, and has no tam, and they mix it with alcohol, it gives you the whole recipe over here, which whoever it was, the Sentinel Moshe Shalom explained it to him. A certain percent of alcohol, 1% of three parts alcohol, 4 parts alcohol, 1 part shellac. Anyway, and then they would put it al candy, okay, with iron and dollar do this candy. The second last line, they put it on the candy, low latam, it doesn't add any flavor whatsoever. It's not a natural flavoring drink, not a flavor. Okay. El Hamid HaZohar, sorry, it's here, the shine, it maintains the shine, the glaze, okay. Nasa, like candy, made sukkar from the sugar, and various other things, so it'll stand a long time, it'll shine beautifully, it'll be nice for the purchasers and so on. Anyway, that's what Moshe was asked about, because it comes from an insect and so on. So again, we've said that a berry is not batel, but the top of the berry is batel b'shishim, okay? If it melts and you can't find it, we said, then you need shishim against it, right? That was, we'll see that in the next, sip, okay? And the Rashba says there's no Gzera Otto because perhaps they're never going to give a Tom, and the Tom says you're going to lie on that, at least with Bishas and Chak and so on. So Moshe Paskins like this, okay, based on the fact that it has no taste, so Moshe's makel on this thing, okay, in this chuba. This chocolate candy for the glaze with this shellac comes from these types of creatures and so on. All right? Now we know usually something which is comes from the double Tommy is Tommy. On the other hand, honey comes from a bee, it's mutter, because it's just manufactured, and that's at least somehow the suggestion is the same thing is going on here. But Moshe allows this glaze, because he says this dvash, of these insects, is similar to dvash from bees. Okay? And furthermore, he says, since it's processed, we've had this before, since it's processed and liquefied and glazed, so it's called panim chadoshos b'al kan, there's no connection between what it once was and what it is now, so it's another reason that he's not there. Okay, so there's a number of different coolers. Okay, and third of all, it's we said before, and Moshe himself writes in the first part of the Tshuva, it's in 3 or 4 parts of alcohol, so it's batel in the alcohol. And since it's tasteless, it's batel b'rov. That's this Rashba. That's a Moshe. That's one of his snifim lahakel, this type of shellac, okay, which I think the Rav didn't agree with this, but there's this cooler. But anyway, Moshe writes in the Tshuva, I don't know, writing about it, but the Moshe is makel, and he says since it's bottled in alcohol, it's like this Rashba, that since it has no taste, it's like the gid, the Rashba and the Torah Sabai Sakotzer, that since it has no taste, it's bottled in alcohol, you don't need shishim. So since this shellac stuff was mixed with 3 or 4 parts alcohol, it's bottled in alcohol. Okay, the problem is that there's this taz later on, the shach rather, later on, right here, Sif Gimel. The Shach there writes,
the first line is
I will thank you. Gavush ain't no same time. Low lishrach, low lifgam. It gives flavor, neither lishrach, well, neutral. Here he says it's awesome. So the Torah mostly against this shach. And not only that, but the shach then points back to us. Okay. So a little bit of bring, look what he says. Venirly Raya, my the Kaman, they ain't begin us the top. I feel the Hachi, Kaman the Goof shall get you up. Tzarek Shamash Kenegdo. That's us. Okay, so, you know, the Shach links the two, and that's a little bit of a difficulty for Moshe. All right, more than a little difficulty. The Mechaber says it by us, and the Shach says anything which is tasteless, so the Shach brings the Raya. So, how do we sort of deal with that? So, that's what Moshe says, yeah. Exactly. So that's what the, even though the Moshe doesn't quote the Thomas Das, but he says it's Tom Kolish. There's a Tom Kolish by us, okay. And maybe by this thing there was no Tom. It was the whole Chumrah, so to speak, by us. It requires Shisha. That's what he's saying, right? It's because there's a Tom Kolish. If you hold like that's exactly my point. There, you hold like the, even though Moshe doesn't quote the Thomas Das, but you have that svar of the Chavos Das, that by us there was a concern that there's a Tom Kolosh, so that's why. Therefore, the Shach's connection is not correct. Like, it's still against the Shach. I mean, at least it's not against the Mechaber. The emotion of the Shach is against the, it's not going to be against the Mechaber. He could say that we're talking about Yidim that have a Tom Kolosh, whereas this Shalak stuff doesn't have a Tom Kolosh. The only thing is, it's still against the Shach, so he doesn't want to be against the Shach either. So then he says that the Shach is talking about a case. You're mixing things, and maybe it was the only other thing. You're mixing things which has no tom with other things that have no tom. I don't know. I because at the end, I don't really understand. He rereads the shot as we talk about a different type of case. Nothing has mixing things that have no flavor. Things that have no flavor. I don't understand. Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to look at the true emotional side.
Yeah.
But anyway, why would we think that Shabbat should be similar? Maybe
the Torah says. So that comes up in the sugya of Mechoros. But the Moshe, you could say that. I think I heard, I saw something that the Rav didn't like this heter. Because he says that Dvash Dvorim, that's Dvash Dvorim, a bee honey. But we have that heter. Okay. I mean, first of all, the many old Eretz Laskol Dvash is talking about Dvash and taking them all together. Okay, that's another point. Get Dvash from the figs. But I think that, I don't remember. I couldn't find when I was looking at the Rav or Baron Salvech. Somebody didn't like this Heter Rav Moshe for that reason, that this type of stuff is not of the same status as the Moshe Chalam. But the Moshe holds it is. It's the same idea. Anyway, I just thought it was interesting, too, that it's there. Lamaisa, he rereads the Shach. Again, he's saying that according to the Shach, we're talking about where it's a different type of a mixture. You're putting something that has no taste, which is Min Bimino, something else that has no taste, and that's a more machmer, because it all requires shishim by Min Bimino. I still don't see it in the Shach. Okay, he reads it that way, but that's a motion. Okay, next, Sif Gimel. I want to finish up very today. So there's a true other Rashba, interesting true other Rashba, printed here. Chelik Aleph, Simen Kuf Aleph. Shal to Od, Kedera Shlema, a big pot, Shanofo Yitush. A gnat or a mosquito or something like that fell into the pot. Wait, there's a fly in my soup. That's this, you know, well, this is it. A bug in the soup. Okay. Happened to camp all the time, right? So it says it fell into the soup. And now you can't find it. Vamarta shakol osu, sha'im bitul beri asura. So it's beri, so it's going to be osu. The whole pot's going to be osu. And the stop aching, ira min amarak, the kaf, or the kar, the ra shen osham. Okay, but now I scooped out, right, the fly fell in, it's a huge pot, industrial size pot, I can't find it. But in my school, I take the ladle, and I scoop it out, and I put it in my bowl or my cup, and I look, and there's no fly in there. Okay, this is not in there. I can see that it's not there. Ra, shein osham. Afa, pisham, rach, yir, osim, nechashash, averi, mashi, bekaf, or bekar, mutar, osim. What's the story with this? Erechanabi. The soup is osim, because we don't know where the fly is. But if I can see in my what I scooped out, there's no fly there, there's no bug there, what's the story? And being Timson Mutter, Kanidon came a hatter, there atzma. What about the pot itself? The status of the pot itself. So, Rashbor writes, Chua Dvar Burmani Roy Khan Shain Haberi Oseris Bikoman Shimakas Platoso. Let's remember that Beria Aser is not because of any flavor. It's important to bring out. Beria is not Aser because of flavor. Elamachmas Mamosha, the Chomer of Beria, it's the Mamish. The Hu Shate Shlema, the Shalom. Nisula Turosa, we said that already, right? Hoy Netchach, if something's missing or it's chopped up and everything, that's not an issue. Okay, then it's like Shari Sun, both of them like Shari Sun. The Ailu Ramshuti, Boris, the Ramshuti, Kirabu, fine. Umayato, Masha nidbak min amorak. We are doers. Ain't some gufa shomer very commotion. Afu shom mutter. Okay, then kanchum shomad it's mutter. And the keder itself is also mutter. You know, if you know, somehow it didn't go into the walls of the pot. Okay. And he says, and that which you said, right from the Sugan Chulin, Bishamarta Shalitasa Eno Saras El Bashishim, that it should Asa Bashishim, shouldn't it Asa Bashishim like the Mishnah in the Amish and Chulin Sarimov and Bays? Okay? And therefore, our Fulu Haytush Vazuk Yotim Shalitok Shishim, Delevato Tamu, you should need Shishim. Omarani, Kinirli Shalom Amu Kanab Barrier Shaina Mausa. Right? Because, like we said before, it only applies to a barrier that's not, the flavor is not Mausa. Okay, below Medila in Shimonovkin, Kiranosha perhaps, Sipor, bird, you know, poultry, fowl, tastes good. I will call Doma Hanima, Shadelman Anosh, and Eno Osu, but Tamo Shari, no same Tom with Gam, and also Tom Gam, Eno Osu, Tarabus, Taruoso, Ella Bolto, the road, and he brings a riot fine. Okay, so that's the Chuba de Rashbo. But that's only insofar as being makel if you see in your soup that you scooped out this taka no bug there, but otherwise, Lamaisa, the fly disappeared or whatever, then it's going to be also. And indeed, that's going to show our pastor here in the Gimel. Kedera Shomor, Shenofol Shom Beria, Benevda, Osir Akol. Okay, the whole thing is going to be Osir. The Bira Gro, as the new test points out, that's only, okay, nearly, that's only, it says, Eno Makiro, the Sholem, again, because you can't find it, like we said, he's probably referring to Rashbo himself. Rashbo himself, you know, if you see it's not there, it's mutter. You're at the top of Gro, it's Eno Makiro, and also Sholem. It's got to be whole, like the din of, like the din of Beri. The Shach, it's in Kotten Yud. The Shach, it's in Kotten Yud, adds, Hainu, also another possible hector. She'ef Sherlahaka, they sinu. If you constrain it in such a way that whatever barrier fell in is going to be held back, then it's also mutter. There are ways to be mutter. Okay, but otherwise, it's all mutter. Now we come to the last thing, which, you know, one can spend a lot of time on, which I'm not going to. Maybe we'll talk once we ask about the water, or the water issue, but not right now. But Shulchan Aruch talks about in the last sif of the siman and beria, yirokos shenimtza ben toloi, bugs in vegetables. So there is another important Shuvas Harashba, 53, Shalshus Harashba, Alasim Kuf, Yud Gimel. Shalta or Shayla, Be'isha shebodka yirokos umotza ben toloi. The lady was checking the vegetables, she found worms, bugs, insects, whatever. Okay, even after she washed it out or cooked it in water, she found another three toloi. Came in Shashar Bhattabashish. Okay, so now the woman is found twice. She found it when she was first processing or preparing the vegetables, and then she found it again after she cooked it. That's already two times. We are chazaka, and now the whole thing should be no good. Says the Rashba, Shuva Rodim is El Isser Bekacham Chol Yom. This is us. The vegetable here is us. But Lomen Atam Shamarta, not because when you said she found it twice and betrays him the Avichazon. That's not why. Okay. Sheilu Bodka Motza Tolos Achas Bechazo Bodka Motza Acheres. Lo Husukazo. If she found one Tolos the first time and she found the second Tolos the second time, that's not enough to us. The fact that she found it two times, it's not a number of the amount of times. Okay, it's the amount, the number of bugs. Okay, lo huzukuzubakat, lo mashuva in lo bedika. Again, you have to keep checking. But now, what's the idea? The idea is we're going to say, well, listen, is this particular piece of broccoli or this particular vegetable infested or not? That's really the issue. So, if you found one time you found the vegetable, later on you found a bug in the vegetable, later on you found another one, that is not indicative. It's not a matter that you found something now two times, therefore it's indicative it's infested. You have to have a certain amount of that you find each time. Now again, we're not going to say therefore it's not infested. That means you'll continue to have to do bedikah before you use it. But the Rashba's point is it's not a matter of the number of times you found the vegetables. Ela ikar inyan, he says, is shekol shenimtzu tolah merubin bikdera. If you found several insects at one bein b'pamachas bein meharbe pamah, then tzrichem bedikah yofa. Then terhuk sukerok b'zelu b'toloi. You have to check it each time. Okay? In any event, that's this tshuva of the Rav Shmuel. Bottom line, so you have vegetables in which you found three toloin, that's what you mentioned here, three toloin, then it's osir. Okay? But again, you can strain it other ways out, that we said. But that's the kula, so to speak, or that's the din of the Rav Shmuel. If you found in this particular piece of vegetable three toloin, that's already indicative that there's a serious problem here. Okay? Yeah. Well, it is. I mean, it's a different chazok. It's chazok. He says the chazok is not the amount of times you find, it's not the number that you find in it. It's still a different chazok. That's what it seems. It is chazok. You found three. It's a chazok. Now, that's what I point out. Truth of the matter is that Beis Yosef say, back at the
end. It's finding individually,
even if you have
one, then
that's also the same. At the same time, before cooking, yeah. The difference between cooked and between. You know, there's also a difference in the box from inside and from outside. So you can do one time, you can't do the same time. Okay, now, the Beis Yosef back here.
How do we determine what the order?
Time.
No, in terms of the quantity.
Yes, that's a further question. Is it a piece or is it a batch? I think today, if you get a batch, you know, the restaurant gets a box and all the points at the top, so we assume the whole box is. I guess it's grouped together, one cadera, one container, one unit. You consider this one unit. Now, today, you know, again, this became an issue. I remember, you know, not that long ago, my children were alive and well, the Erev Pesach did a lot of time checking the romaine lettuce. You know, because the romaine lettuce is, I use many people romaine lettuce tomorrow, and romaine lettuce often had bugs in them. You know, so that one of the jobs of one of the kids in the afternoon, they're old enough to just to wash the romaine lettuce. Today, you buy whatever, Bodek or whatever other brand you can get, so the free wash, just look at it anyway. Make sure nobody's, but it's a different world. It's a little bit different world. So sometimes, not often, the truth is not often, but there were once in a while my wife got a whole, you know, just a whole stalk that just seemed to be bugs out. Today's the world. Anyway, the Beis Yosef is going to point out, in your day, it's even paid dollar, that's the Mr. Lloyd. And Os Yud, he quotes his Tshuva Saraj Boa as saying, you found two worms. You found two of them. Okay, you found two worms. Well, that's an interesting question. Which is it one or two? The Bach, by us, at the end of Simu Kuf, here in Yerubash of Kosa Raj Boa, says that it's enough you find two times. Okay, that I printed here. Kosa Raj Boa, we'll have that database also. Kosa Raj Boa, the Tshuva, Yerokos, Shenin Tzuba, Tolan, Tobu, Sanaroto, Mutah, Yerokos, Jogimoto, Shtei Pami. Okay, shtei pamim. Well, here he says shtei pamim. Just a moment. I was focused on the word two. He says two, which is different than what, which is what the Bach says by us also. The two is enough to us. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. No, you want to sit and pick them out. I mean, you have to do it. If you found one, so you get rid of it. You don't have to now check the whole rest of the piece. The whole rest of the store. If you found three or more, some say two or more, then you have to. So really, I made a mistake in the next source. It's a Mishnah Yivam, it's a Sabbath, not a Paydal. That's the mistake. That's the famous Mishnah, whether betrayed is in the Havachazaka or betrothed in the Havachazaka. So it's from a Sabbath, now. Okay? And the Gemara that follows. Next couple of sources is Sabbath and Beit. The Machlok is Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel, whether the Chazok is on the third time or Chazok is three times. Okay, the Sugi Yevamos is if you have someone's married to a woman and they're married for X number of years, 10 years, and they didn't have any children, so you're supposed to divorce her. And again, today is different with tests and other ones with that halacha right now. It doesn't mean that a second man can't marry, because maybe the two of them had an issue, but it doesn't, there's not a sin that this happened. It happened already twice, and then that's the third time. So that's how it comes up in the Machlokes of the Shimon Gamliel and the Rebbe, whether you require the trays in the other of a tlazin that was up. And there are conflicting reports. There are conflicting cases. We know by Nezek, right, by Shor, so you have to, it's on the fourth time. It's a Machlokes, actually, but a comma, those are the comma. There we pass them one way, other places we pass them. Yeah, maybe give me more numbers. Okay? Because, you know, a woman who's a katlonis, a a woman whose husband died. Okay, then he married the second time, also the husband died. Locally talking about Black Widow, right? So she, she's, you know, so the, she married a third time. She married a third time. So sometimes we say, oh, by Vestas, so we're learning of Pnida. Right? By Vestas, you have the same question. So thank you. So the Sugya and Yevamos, there's a lot to say about the Sugya, which again, not for now, but the case in the Mishnah is Nosa, Isha Shama, Esha Shama, Lo Yoldo, and Rosha Lamato, okay? And Girsha Mutez, Nosa Lacher. Okay, and the second one, Shai Hashem, it shows more Yudshan. Okay, then on Amud Bey, they talk about, for example, Mesu Echom Machmas Mila, Machon San, you give a bris mila and the boy dies. The bris mila, hemophiliac, or whatever his condition is. And then a second baby, so you have to give him, you know, mal the third child. So that's already two times called the Chazaka. So that's the whole sugya on Sam of Dalam Bey. Towards the bottom of the page, the Gemara says, Uposhut of Nisun Malkios Karebi, Vestos, and Sharmu, Kravish Mila. And then Mark goes on the next page. Certain cases we pass in two, certain cases we pass in three. What's the rule? Okay, now there are a number of different things, there are a lot of different considerations. I printed the Rosh, and that's really what's relevant to us right now. The Rosh, here in Yevamos, is 60, Parak Vav, Simon Yom Yudalad. The Mistabra, the meal of the Nisuin betrays in the Avichazaka, the Suffolk Nefashasu. Okay, when you're talking about Mila, so then we're going to pass in the betrays in the Avichazaka. We're not going to take a chance on a third child. Two brothers, Machmon Aslan, died from bris mila. So there we're going to say, that's already a chazaka. We're not going to take a chance. It's suffolk nefashos. Okay? Or nisuin, you know, the woman whose husband died. We have to think too. However, by things which are, you know, by things which are, that's nisuin, that's katonis. Let's say by Vestas, or things like that, we don't say like that. Yes?
This is the
plain
suit that goes on.
Where is
it with the first
suit? I don't know. I have to look up on that. You're right. What's the first? He's not talking about the suit of the what's the first one? I'm not talking about that of the children. I don't know. I have to look at it.
Serving organic
conflict
like this, with regards to
the suit, I think so. The only thing is, if there's sometimes there's other factors. If there's some make a chiluk, you know, already die. Oh, yeah.
But it's still dies of cancer or something.
Yeah. So you have to. There are exceptions. So it's killed in war or something. Technically, do pass it. I think. There's a show someone comes up. Anyway, and there are other issues. There's some who say that, you know. There's some who say that chilukim. Whether you're trying to establish a tendency for something, like I said, by shore, okay? What's the nature of a shore that they're going to be dark? We now say that, you know, this was always, we've now revealed that this shore is always shore Nisqa, shore Amud. What happens if the shore goes to be dark? What changed? Do we say that now we know what we thought was a docile animal, now we know, you see, it wasn't a docile animal? Or do we say no? The tendency of the animals now to gore. Its nature has changed, right? In other words, there are different ways to look at what's going on. There's a famous, not for now, but there's a famous kula, funny kula, you know, establishing a chazaka. There's a lot of literature about it, an unexpected place. The din is that if a person, let's say, a Shmini Atzeres, is supposed to start saying Mashur Morgeshem, right? And then you don't remember, 2 days later, it's a week after Sukkot, whatever. I say mashur, then I cannot say mashur l'geshem. So you say up until a month, you assume that you know we're still saying you're still in your summer mode, and therefore you didn't say mashur l'geshem. So you have to repeat this one. After a month, you assume you're ready in the right mode, and you correct it. So it's Maram Gutenberg that comes up with a patent to say on Shmini Atzeres, say 90 times. You know, I'm not 3 shuls. Have you heard of some shuls? Mashur the one of our coffers, we sing 90 times during the daytime after we wake people up our coffers. So we sing 90 times. Does that trick work? Does that really work? It's both our work. They said it 90 times. So now that may depend on how you learn, you know, establishing a zaka. Is you're trying to change your tendency? Or here you're not trying to say, oh, this is a guy who says mashur. No, you're trying to say that your pattern changed. So there's a lot of literature about it. But in any event, for us, it's part of that machlokas. That may be the day when you need two worms or three worms in the bugs. In the vegetable. So let's go over to how we pass it. Sibdalit. Okay, so Dalad. Shulchan Aruch. Yerachos Hashem Yisrael. Gimel Toloi. Hayerachos Asur. Avol Mei Hashlokos. Besan Omos Mutar. Chen Abosuk. In other words, the other stuff in the pot. Okay, so it's strained. Or the meat that's in the pot. You can rinse it off and check it. Make sure no bugs. You can eat it. That is the... that's Shulchan Aruch. It should say in 61. Simukruf Siv Dalad. Right? So he says three Toloi. Okay, the Taz. It's a cotton bug. Quote that Beis Yosef says in the name of Rashba two times, okay, two toloim, and he says the toloim sells it. It's got to be three. Okay? The thing is, he quotes at the Bach back there, and over here, rather. It's in the Kav, it's even in the Simkor. Or because you are Hichmi, Yesh Achmi, the base. Okay? But he doesn't agree. The Taz himself doesn't agree. All right, he says it's not nefashos, it's not, it's not a nefashos issue. Okay? Now, the last thing I want to deal with before wrapping up this simon is an interesting issue, which is very important, and it relates to all these questions about the water and the bugs in the water and all these issues. Okay? And that is the following. It's really summarized over here by the Badei HaShulchan here in Simkuf. It's if Mem Vav. Okay? Basically, at what point do we say that how do you determine what you have to check? Okay, how do you determine what you have to check? And what are you trying to establish? So the Badei HaShulchan divides basically into four different situations. Okay, first you have what's called the miut she'eno motzer. Miut she'eno motzer. Meaning once in a while you find the bug and so on and so on. Miut she'eno motzer. Okay, you have a vegetable and it's generally known that this type of vegetable doesn't have bugs. And the OU and the Star Canada, everybody has lists. Everybody has lists. You can get them. They're available online. Certain types of vegetables, you don't have to, or fruits, you don't have to worry about it because, well, the meal chain of Matsu. That thing never happens. You don't have to inspect them because it's the type of thing. There, we have a din of, we can follow the robe. You don't have to check unless you have reason to think this particular batch is infested. Okay, that's a din of robe. Azoka, it's okay. That's called meal chain of Matsu. That's one. Two is meal tamatsu. Okay? Miut Hamotzi is when the Anachiv Dorbonot check. Right? We're going to see shortly what is the percentage, what makes something a Miut Hamotzi, or at what point does something become transition from being a Miut She'en Hamotzi into a Miut Hamotzi. Here, a lot of times they don't have it, it's less than regularly, but it's still Hamotzi. It's not so far-fetched that it has it. Okay? Then there's something called, that's a chiyuv darbanan to check. It's only me, but the rice and rove. Rove are these times. We know that string beans don't have bugs. Zinabas, aruba, not a problem, but if it's a miut hamatsui, so then, again, this is all you can check online once you see the particular vegetable. But a miut hamatsui, then you should check the darbanan. Then the third level, he calls it safek hashakul. Okay? Safek hashakul. Okay, which is half and half. You know, it seems, my experience is half the time we get it, half the time we don't get it. Half the time it has bugs, half the time that's more than a miut hamotzi. Okay, that's higher than a miut hamotzi. That's called a sofek hashakol. Then there's a chiyuv deraisin check, because you're dealing with sofek deraisin. I mean, eating bugs, the sherets, you get one malchus, two malchus, depending on the type of bugs, five malchus, whatever. We're dealing with a sofek deraisin. Okay, so then there's a sofek deraisin check for that. If it's a miut, if it's a sofek hashakol. Then, by the way, there's a kula there too, though, that if it's cooked, there's a heter to eat it. This is no gay. If it's cooked, there's a heter to eat it, even by itself, like a shokel. Why? Because first of all, it's a sfeik. Because why? First of all, maybe your batch was your one that didn't have. Okay, it's half and half, so maybe this time it didn't have. And even if it did, maybe the bugs were chopped up and so on and so forth, and it wouldn't be buried, so it would be bottled the shisha. Okay? Then you have what we're talking about here in the Shulchan Aruch, Dalad, is what's mukhzuk betoloi. Mukhzuk, that's the fourth level of Badei HaShulchan. Mukhzuk betoloi. It's Kedah to read it. Simon Mem, Simon Kuf, Simon Mem, Simon Mem Bob. Not in the Bira, but the regular Badei HaShulchan. The next thing is mukhzuk betoloi. You saw three bugs in your particular batch, okay? Even if you wash them off, it's not enough. You're going to have to check each leaf or each stalk or each head, whatever it is, and it's usually a big pain in the neck, so it's not worth eating. So those are the four rules that the Badei HaShulchan has which you can look up. Just to finish off the last things I printed, finish up this sugya, okay, and we're done. What exactly is called Miyut HaMotzi? So the Rivash in the Tshuva, it's not Rishon, Shal shows Rivash, it's Kuf Tzari Aleph. Look, I mean, it's a big kula. It says, Shemiyut Motzi, Ritzon Lomar Shu Karov Lemechza. Miyut Motzi, it's got to be close to half. I don't know how close it's close, but close to half. 46%, I don't know, 45, probably over 40%. You know, that's called the Miyut HaMotzi. Okay. Dumyut, and he brings a riot from the Sirch of the Reya, he has Gemara. Okay? So that's what he calls, the Rivash calls Miyut HaMotzi. It's got to be close to 50%. It's a little less than Safek HaShavah, close to 50%. Okay? Mishkan Yaakov is not in the Barlam. Mishkan Yaakov is not in the Barlam. Alright. The child chose Mishkan Yaakov. We quoted him yesterday for a different thing. Chelik Yodeya Simen Yud Zayin. I don't know if they spent to look it up. He has what has become, I think, the more standard accepted definition of Mir HaMotzei, and that's 10%. Shechter holds that way, many hold that, and I think that's the Yehudi's position. 10%. 10% is already called Mir HaMotzei. He puts together two Gemaras, okay? He says that the Mar Gittin, according to Baruch Basser, the Mar Gittin, Laman Aleph, and Aleph, speaks about a chetna fruit, you know, three times in a year, make sure there's no rot, there are no bugs. And once you do that, it's good. So you check it, and he quotes a Gemara from Basra, which says there's a general rule, okay, in every 100 fruits, you have to assume there may be 10 that are no good, in a different way. So, and based on that, he puts these Gemaras together, Mishnah Yaakov, and comes up with 10% as being the definition of Miyut HaMotzi. Okay, so Miyut HaMotzi, once you hit Miyut HaMotzi, you say, I'll come with the Rabbanon. Yeah, you have an issue. Not a Chiyuv D'oraisa, but it's a Chiyuv D'rabbanan. Yeah.
Track,
and you know that it's not like that.
But whenever you like, have
property,
you
really
check property,
you
know that
you can't have property. I think it goes by the world, though, not by you. It goes by the world. Okay, anyway, this is just, I point out that we've watched the mission, so I'll just be aware of it, that's all. It's not, you know, it's a lot of mice, but not for this, yeah.
Maybe
you should
be able to
Suffolk number one, Shuckle's 50-50, right? So Suffolk, maybe your piece was the good one. And number two, it's not buried because the thing got chopped up. Remember, one of the things that eliminates buried is it got cut up, chopped up. So now it's not a buried one. Now it's a regular Dino Shishan. You don't need it's not
the Suffolk.
Well, Suffolk, maybe it is. You don't know. It's been cooked already. So that's what I'm saying. Once it's cooked, it's a Suffolk.
If you cook the vegetable, you didn't check for problems.
Right, that's what he's saying. Okay, we'll stop over here. Tomorrow, Fatiha will stop it.